This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1981.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school, at play and everywhere, we'll tell the world of life in Jesus.
Well, hi to you, wherever you might be and whatever you might be doing just now. I'm so glad you could join us for this happy time together. We'll try to fill these next few minutes full to the brim with good things. Miss Joyce is ready at the piano, Mr. Ken at the organ, Mr. Paul has his guitars in tune, so let's put it all together and see what happens. We'll sing a bit, have a quickie quiz from the Bible, remind you of our special offer, and wind things up with an exciting story. Hey, have you ever heard of a boy named Sorry? Well, that's the nickname of the boy in the story, and you'll find out why that's his nickname when we have the story after a little while. Let's get out the hymn book and sing a bright old-time hymn that, well, everybody knows, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart. Cousins, you lead us, and everybody sing.
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I have sought, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came into my heart. I shall go there to dwell in that city I know, since Jesus came into my heart. And I'm happy, so happy, as onward I go, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came into my heart.
Well, after Jesus has made such a difference in our lives, after he's come into our hearts and lives and changed us, we ought to serve him. Cousins, how about singing the little chorus, After All He's Done For Me? We're singing old songs. Doug, how about singing Bring Them In? That's one thing we can do for Jesus after all he's done for us. We can tell others about Jesus and his love for them. Listen.
Hark, 'tis a shepherd's voice I hear, out in the desert dark and drear, calling the sheep who've gone astray, far from the shepherd's fold away. Wild and high, hark, 'tis the Master speaks to thee, go find my lambs where'er they be. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus.
Well, Lisa Sue's with us today. How old are you now?
4 and a half.
When's your birthday?
July 13th.
Oh, not too long, and it's going to be your birthday. How's your little sister doing?
Fine.
What's her name again?
Julie.
But say, you said when you come today that you had something. What do you have?
New shoes.
New shoes. Where'd you get those?
I don't know.
Just a shoe store somewhere? They're kind of pretty. But you have something else, too, that's all kind of in your head and in your chest. What's that?
A cold.
A cold. Where'd you get the cold?
In winter.
Oh, in winter. Where do colds come from, you think?
Germs.
Well, where do germs come from?
I don't know.
You don't know? They just come and then they crawl inside. Do you think you can sing anyway with a cold? Well, you know, we just sung, "After all he's done for me, how can I do less than give him my best?" Well, one way that boys and girls can serve Jesus is to tell others about him. So how about being a little sunbeam? Jesus wants me for a sunbeam, okay?
Jesus wants me for a sunbeam to shine for him each day. In every way, try to please him at home, at school, at play. A sunbeam, Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. A sunbeam, a sunbeam, I'll be a sunbeam for him. I will ask Jesus to help me to keep my heart from sin, ever reflecting his goodness and always shine for him. A sunbeam, a sunbeam, Jesus must be for a sunbeam. A sunbeam, a sunbeam, I'll be a sunbeam for him.
Well, let's turn things around a little bit. Instead of waiting till later to have our quiz, let's take time for it right now. You quickly choose up teams at home to see if you can get the answers to our questions before the teams in our studio. Today, we're trying something a little bit different. We're going to have two boys, Thad and David, going against two girls, Darla and Debbie. Our questions are going to be taken from the first two chapters of the book of Acts. Now, our teams have been studying these chapters, but they haven't seen the questions. So let's see how well they can do. And we'll go with the first question to the boys. And let's see if you can wrap your tongue around this one. To whom was the book of Acts originally addressed, Thad?
Theophilus.
Theophilus. All right. Very good. Girls, for how many days was Jesus seen after his resurrection? Do you know, Darla?
40.
40 days. All right. Boys, who baptized with water, David?
John the Baptist.
Right. Girls, when would the disciples receive power? Do you know? They're kind of both holding back. All right. We're not going to give you much time to think. When would the disciples receive power, Darla?
When the Holy Ghost had come upon them.
Right. Okay, boys, what received Jesus out of their sight? What received Jesus out of their sight? I'm using the wording. David?
A cloud.
A cloud, right. Girls, how many men stood by in white apparel? How many men, Debbie?
Two,
okay. Well, looks like you've been studying pretty well. Boys, what does the word aseldama mean? It's not that hard. It's in there.
Oh, I know.
Oh, what, Dave?
Field of blood.
Field of blood. All right. Very good. Girls, who were the two men from whom one was chosen to replace Judas as an apostle? Darla?
Joseph and Matthias.
Joseph and Matthias. All right. Boys, which one was chosen? Dad?
Matthias.
Matthias. All right. Girls, the last question. How far was the Mount of Olives, or Mount Olivet, from Jerusalem? Debbie?
A Sabbath day journey.
A Sabbath day's journey. All right. Well, let's see. We have 5 for the girls, 5 for the boys, so everybody's a winner today. Well, after that exciting quiz, and I hope you liked the way we had the quiz today, a little bit different, But why don't you let me know, and we'll have more of these quizzes with these four going at it and see if we can get a winner from the girls or the boys. Say, did you remember to write me this past week telling me the call letters of the station or stations over which you hear these programs? Well, I hope you'll do so this coming week. It's very important that I hear from everyone listening, telling me the station over which you hear Children's Bible Hour. This is station checkup time, an important time each year when we like to find out where our listeners are located. Just write me a letter telling me the call letters of the station or stations over which you hear Children's Bible Hour. Hey, by the way, have you sent yet for Keys for Kids? If not, I hope you'll get your request in the mail right away. Keys for Kids, it's our devotional designed to be read to and by kids of school age. Oh, I wish you could sit at my desk and read some of the literally thousands of letters that we get from those who are using Keys for Kids. And as I said, it's designed to be read to or by kids of school age. Boys and girls, if you're old enough to read, you ought to be having devotions on your own. Each day, you take your Keys for Kids book, you look up the scripture that's suggested, you read those few verses, then you read the story, ask yourself the questions that we put in the How About You section, and you think about the thought for the day, the key for the day, and then you go on your way, rejoicing that the Lord has helped you through Keys for Kids. But you know something? It can't help you if you don't have it. So I hope you'll write today and ask for Keys for Kids. It's free for the asking. One free copy per family, please. Here's the address, Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Now let's get back to our music makers as we hear from our delightful duetters, Peter and Ann. By the way, Peter recently had a birthday, so Ann and Peter are now both teenagers, 13 years old. They started singing on CBH when they were only 3 years old. They have a bright song of praise and worship. Listen.
Let us worship the Lord with all our hearts and praise His name with singing. Let us show Him our love for all He's done and offer our thanksgiving. Let the mountains rise before Him. Let the waves and the sea clap their hands. Let the fields and the forests whisper His name. Let His people join together and sing. Let us worship the Lord with all our hearts and praise His name with singing. Let us show Him our love for all He's done and offer our thanksgiving. Let us worship the Lord with all our hearts and praise His name with singing. Let us show Him our love for all He's done and offer our thanksgiving. Let the mountains rise before Him. Let the waves and the sea clap their hands. Let the fields and the forests whisper His name. Let His people join together and sing. Let us worship the Lord with all our hearts and praise His name with singing. Let us show Him our love for all He's done and offer our thanksgiving. And offer our thanksgiving. And offer our thanksgiving.
Before long, it will be time for that exciting story called Sorry Is As Sorry Does. Just before the story, however, let's listen as 12-year-old Julie gets us ready for the story with a good go-along song, God Did a Wonderful Thing for Me.
I was a sinner, all covered with shame, lost and defiled with no merit to claim. Somehow God loved me in spite of my sin, saved me, redeemed me, and cleansed me within. God did a glorious head.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Harry Trover, is entitled, Sorry Is As Sorry Does. There's a little boy we know whose name is Sorry. Oh, that's not his real name, of course, but that's what he has been nicknamed. Sorry is always first at the scene of any disturbance, and a little investigation usually reveals him at the bottom of the difficulty. With Sorry, his troubles are like bananas. They come in bunches. There was the time Sorry rode his bike across the neighbor's new lawn, and he said,
"Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Brown. I didn't mean to ride through your new lawn. I guess I just didn't see that sign that says, keep off the grass. I'm awful sorry."
Then there was the time he tied tin cans to the tail of Mrs. Brown's cat. And Sorry said, "Yes, you guessed it.
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Brown. I didn't think your cat would make such a fuss. Honest, I won't do it again. I'm really sorry. Sorry. Sorry."
Today, Sorry has just been called in the house by his father. Sorry thinks he knows what's coming. Yes, he could tell by that hurt look in his father's eyes. He knew. Sorry, I don't know what to do with you.
What's the matter, Dad?
Oh, that look of innocence, as if you didn't know, Sorry. You were using the telephone this afternoon, weren't you?
Well, I...
Just say yes if you were.
Yes.
You tried to change your voice, but you didn't fool Mrs. Brown or Mrs. Howard or Mrs. Jones. They all knew that only one boy in this town would think up such a thing.
I just did it for fun. I only said...
I know what you said. You said, "Are you the lady that washes?" And when they said no, you said, "Oh, you dirty thing," and you hung up.
I'm sorry.
No, Sorry. Don't say that again. Yesterday, you were sorry for hitting Bobby Smith in the nose. The day before that, you were sorry for putting a dead mouse in Mrs. Howard's mailbox. When she reached into the mailbox for her mail, she pulled out that mouse and almost fainted. Now, always remember this. Sorry is as sorry does. If you are really sorry, you'll prove it by not doing this sort of thing again.
I'll take it back, Dad. I'll tell Mrs. Howard I'll never do such a thing again, and I'll call up...
And you think that sorry is the magic word that can make all your sins white?
Well, if I tell God I'm sorry...
Well, it's not enough to say I'm sorry. You've got to prove it by your life. You've got to repent. Now, that word means being sorry enough to quit. And always remember this. Saying I'm sorry doesn't change any of the wrong, the hurt, or the trouble you may have caused. Come upstairs with me.
Upstairs?
Yes, we're going to the attic.
Dad, what are you doing? You've opened the attic window. Now you got a pillow and scissors.
Mm-hmm. What? You just watch and you'll see what I'm going to do with the scissors. Come to the window right here, okay? Now, watch. First, I cut a long slit in this old pillow. There. Now, what's inside?
Feathers.
Mm-hmm. Feathers. Now, let's suppose those feathers are words and deeds. Your words and deeds, sorry. Now, watch.
Dad, what are you doing?
I'm shaking all these feathers out the window.
Boy, look at the wind blow those feathers every direction.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be scattered all over the neighborhood. Look at them fly.
Yes, watch them, sorry. Some are settling on Mrs. Blake's grass. Some are blowing toward Bobby Smith's house. The neighborhood is covered with them. And now, sorry, I want you to go out and gather up all of those feathers and bring them home.
Go gather all those...
Mm-hmm.
Dad, you're kidding. Why, I could never find all those feathers. It's too late. I can't bring them back now.
That's right, sorry. You can't. It's too late now. And saying I'm sorry wouldn't help much either, now would it?
No, it wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Now, son, your words and your deeds are scattered like those feathers all over this neighborhood. You can't bring back words and deeds. Even God himself can't stop words once they're spoken. So be careful what you say. Be careful what you do. You can never take it back. Well, Sari did do better after that, but he often forgot to be careful what he did, until one day he and Sally Smith were playing on a rainy afternoon at Sari's house. Sari's mother was up in the attic cleaning out some old trunks, while Sari and Sally were downstairs looking out the streaming windows, wishing the rain would let up so they could go out and play.
Boy, what a day, Sally. Rain, rain, rain. I wanted to start building that treehouse today. Now I'll have to wait until next Saturday.
Yeah, I wish we had something to do, but I can't play outside anyway because of my cold. We've read all the funny papers. Maybe we could play Chinese checkers.
Chinese checkers? Yuck! Who wants to play checkers? I know. Let's play cops and robbers. You be the robber, Sally, and I'll be the cop.
Every time we play, I always have to be the robber.
All right. Soon as I catch you once, then you can be the cop and I'll be the robber, okay?
Okay. You go out in the hall while I hide.
Say, just a minute, Sally. I know how we can have some fun. We'll use a real gun.
A real gun? You don't have one.
My father does. He bought it the other day. And last night after supper, he sat in here cleaning it. I saw him put it in the drawer. I'll see if it's there. Yes, Sally. It's still here. Isn't it a swell pistol?
That's no pistol, Sari. That's a revolver.
Well, what's the difference? It's a real one anyway.
Boy, it sure looks real. Maybe we shouldn't play with it. It might go off and kill one of us.
Not a chance. I heard my father say it wasn't loaded.
Yeah? Well, I heard my father say it's always the gun that isn't loaded that shoots somebody.
It isn't loaded. See? I'll pull the trigger.
Are you sure your dad won't get mad if we play with it?
Mad? Boy, he'd be hopping if he knew I played with it. He told me not to touch it. But he'll never know anything about it. You won't tell, will you, Sally?
No, I won't tell. All right, let's start playing. You run out in the hall, then I'll hide.
Okay, yell when you're ready.
Now let's see. I think I'll hide under the piano. No, he'll be sure to look there. Ah, I got it. I'll hide behind the drapes at the window. Now, I'll get behind. I guess I'm covered all right. All right, Sari, I'm ready.
I wonder where that robber could be. Doesn't he know that crime doesn't pay? Ah, I found you. Come out from behind those window drapes.
I won't come out. Come and get me.
If you don't come out, I'll shoot.
Then shoot.
All right, you asked for it.
Oh, sorry!
Sally, you're hurt!
Late that night, Sari lay in his bed, waiting for his mom and dad to come home from the hospital with word about Sally. Finally, he heard them come in downstairs. He sat up in bed as he heard his dad coming slowly up the stairs. Sari's heart was in his mouth. What about Sally? Was she alive? Or was she...
Oh, Dad, I'm so glad you're home. I couldn't go to sleep. How's Sally?
Well, they had to operate, Sari. Sally is very low tonight. We must pray for her.
Will she die, Dad?
Well, we hope not, son. Doctor says she has a 50-50 chance to live. But nothing is impossible with God. He has promised to hear the prayers of his children who pray in faith.
I want to pray for Sally. I've wanted to pray ever since this afternoon, but I feel like I can't pray. I don't think God would hear the prayer of a boy like me.
Well, Sari, the prayer God wants to hear from you now is the prayer of confession. Confess your sin to God. Ask him to forgive you, and then you can pray for Sally, too.
Oh, Dad, I want God to forgive me for what I've done. I would feel guilty of murder if Sally should die, because in playing with that gun, I disobeyed. You told me not to play with it.
Well, all sin is disobedience, son. And always remember that the most harmless-looking sins may be like that revolver, loaded with pain and death. Sometimes Satan can make sin look pretty to a boy. But sin is always loaded with dynamite, and it can hurt you and scar you and finally kill your soul.
I understand what you mean, Dad. And I was just thinking that Sally has to suffer now just because I disobeyed.
Yes, sorry, that's the way with sin. When you sin, you not only hurt yourself, but you hurt those whom you love. You suffer, others suffer. The Lord Jesus suffers too. Sin brings nothing but unhappiness and sorrow to us.
Dad, I am sorry for my sin, and I do want to ask God to forgive me. Do you think God will forgive me?
Oh, of course he will, son. But you know, saying I'm sorry just isn't enough.
I know it isn't. Oh, I'm so ashamed, Dad. What can I do?
Well, right here and now, you can open your heart and ask the Lord Jesus to come and take over your life. You can ask God to make you his child.
Will you kneel with me beside the bed and help me to pray? If God is ready to forgive me, then I want to be ready to live for him and be the kind of boy he wants me to be. This time, I am real sorry.
Yes, son. Yes, I will help you to pray. And always remember, God is faithful and just and willing to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness when we are truly sorry and really mean it.
I told God my transgressions and my iniquity. I confess, believing that God would pardon me. The Psalms contain the promise that canceled out my sin. He took my guilt and burden and made me whole again. Now God is still my refuge in every storm I see. I am safe in knowing he watches over me. He promised to instruct me and guide my path each day. I trust in him to lead me. The sorrows will be many for those who don't believe. Unrepenting spirits will cause the Lord to grieve. But his abundant blessing is there for those who trust. Oh, shout for joy and gladness, Christ gave his life for us.
Oh, I hope you learned a good lesson from today's story. Be careful of the things you do, for the consequences can be so very serious. And remember, sorry is as sorry does. Time's up for today's visit. Don't forget to write this week, telling me the call letters of your station. And when you write, if you'd like to share a problem, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, why don't you tell me that, and I'll be glad to help you all I can. The address is Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Uncle Charlie, or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now.